115. The Last Days of Herculaneum by Edwin Atherstone. There was a man, a Roman soldier, for some daring deed that trespassed on the laws, in dungeon low, chained down. He was a noble spirit, rough but generous and brave and kind. He had a son. It was a rosy boy, a little faithful copy of his sire in face and gesture. From infancy the child had been his father's solace and his care. Every sport the father shared and heightened. But at length the rigorous law had grasped him and condemned to fetters and to darkness. The captive's lot he felt in all its bitterness. The walls of his deep dungeon answered many a sigh and heart-heaved groan. His tale was known, and touched his jailer with compassion. And the boy, thenceforth a frequent visitor, beguiled his father's lingering hours and brought a balm with his loved presence, that in every wound dropped healing. But in this terrific hour he was a poisoned arrow in the breast where he had been a cure.